Today, in the spirit of the holiday season, we begin a series on prayer. Our first story is about how people pray. Independent producer Elise Spiegel went out and talked to people of many faiths, Christians, Muslims, Jews, Hindus, Buddhists, about the impulse to pray and about what they say when they sit down with God.
My name is Jamie Whitaker, and I suppose I was raised Christian in an odd sort of way. And I would say the last time I prayed was perhaps a week ago when I was driving home. And there was a spot in the road where the outside lane always kind of edges the other car over. And the other day, this person did just that. And so I honked at them. And that infuriated them. And they came up and started riding on my tail. And it was dark out, so I couldn't really see them. I could just see their headlights behind me. And I looked down at my dashboard, and there was a little red, like a little red dot kind of tracing the front of my dashboard and kind of going back and forth over the front of the car. And it was a laser beam, just like any sort of laser pointer. But I also know that there are a lot of guns that have laser pointers on them. And then I didn't know what to do, so I was just praying that, please don't let that be a gun, please don't let that be a gun, you know, over and over, and then just be like, please let that light turn green. Please, there are a lot of pleases.
Lisa Nardelli, when was the last time I prayed? There was a newborn, and she died of crib death, and when we were on our way to the hospital, my partner was given CPR. I was saying a prayer then.
My name is Bhupendra Shah, and I did pray today. Prayer for the Yamuna, which is one of the eight main wives of Lord Krishna.
I'm Samantha Shapiro, and well, I just prayed right now when I went to the bathroom afterwards. There's a prayer that you say after you go to the bathroom. Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam. Blessed are you, Hashem, our God, King of the universe, who fashioned man with wisdom and created within him many openings and cavities. It's obvious and known before your throne of glory that if but one of them were to be ruptured or but one of them were to be blocked, it would be impossible to survive and to stand before you. Blessed are you, God, who heals all flesh and acts wondrously.
My name is Yusuf Salim, and I'm a Muslim. And how many times do I think I pray a day? I don't want, you know, somebody to say, oh, come on. For sure, the five prayers.
Every other week. Not too often. Not as often as I should.
I used to pray all the time. When I was religious. All the time. I mean, it got to the point where it was a constant thing. Every moment. At the height of it.
Parking is difficult in D.C. Parking is very difficult. I'm telling you, if I'm going to a place and I get a park in front of it, I say, thank you, God. I really do. I say, thank you, God. And I park.
My name is Ellen Abrams. I'm Jewish. The last time I prayed, I believe, I could be wrong, it could be more recently than this, but the last time I remember praying, I was in the hospital when I was 29. And I'm 44, so it's been a long time.
The type of language that I use when I approach, I suppose it is God, in prayer, and maybe the self I present as well, is just very humble language, very simple. And I kind of feel that, you know, whoever that God might be, that would appeal to him or her.
My name is Samia Muhammad. When I'm praying, my personality is a person who does well in every subject. I'm really stand upright, and I don't like slump or that. I make myself look like I'm a person who's like a science whiz, put it like that way. But when I'm not praying, I'm usually messing with someone or shopping.
Well, he sees you every day, so he knows who you are. There's no need in trying to make yourself different, you know? I'm who I am, and I'm that way, and he sees me that way every day, so I'm the same as I would talk to you. That's how I would speak with him, you know? Sometimes I curse, and then I say I'm sorry. didn't mean to curse at you.
What do I visualize when I visualize who I'm praying to? I don't know that I have a lot of visual images.
I really envision kind of a, not an emptiness, but kind of this nebulous space of energy that kind of moves around. I don't have like a person that I see.
My name is Linda Perez. I'm a Roman Catholic. What do I visualize when I pray? I will imagine myself being very tiny and sitting within my own heart with God. Sometimes I picture myself sitting on God's lap. And it's funny because I'm a big me. I'm me, a grown woman, sitting on God's lap. And I can't picture God. God is not an old man with a beard, but there's just some big presence. But I am being enveloped, like in a father's arms, like in my father's arms.
When I pray, what do I visualize in my head? Oh, well,
George Burns.
The image that comes to my mind is not so much an image, but like a shadow, like a dark figure on darkness. But it's the shadow of a shoulder and the side of a head, like somebody was leaning in to listen to me.
Yes, I feel that God answers your prayers, but he makes a determination when you will receive it, how you will receive it, will you receive it at all?
All the things I've asked for, I've gotten. Well, it was one thing. I want some nail polish, and I didn't get it. I had it, but I dropped it, and my sister splattered it. So I think I got it, but he intended me not to put it on my nails. That's why.
Not really, you know, because I don't really think it works that way. You know, if God, if Christ intervenes that closely in this world, how could something like the Holocaust happen? How could a dozen horrors that happen every day happen? If I believe that, I don't think I could believe in God.
Do I think that God answers my prayers? If God answered all those prayers, then the world would be redeemed right now and there would be peace. So I guess no, but it's like when you write or when you make art, and on some level, the intent is to have an audience and the hope is to be received. But you kind of do it even when there's not necessarily an audience and even when there's not necessarily, you know, a quote buyer. It's an expression of longing and a way to join that longing with, like, perhaps with God's longing or with the longing of other people. And it's an expression, and I think it's the case with a lot of forms of expression that you don't necessarily know how they end up be interpreted or received or, I guess, used.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen.
Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who have trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Was it hard to stop praying? Yeah, it's hard. I slip up all the time. You know, you get in some trouble and you're like, somebody help me. I hope I get out of this. You know, but then I got to catch myself and say, that's not what it's about. I want to be living. I want to be in this world. That's where I feel like the work is, here.
In addition to those named, we also heard from Kevin Baker, Heather Chaplin, Andrew Shapiro, and Robert Van Amerongen. Tomorrow, we'll look at the practice of spiritual mapping, which is intended to combat evil with a combination of Christian faith and the study of local history.